Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Glad you all could join us today. Recording artist Jay Red is making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. You guys are also going to be listening to music here by Jay Red. The single's called Let's Get Away. But Jay Red, congratulations to you, man, on the success of the music, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much, Brother Cyrus. I'm happy to be here, brother.
Well, look, as I said, we're going to be listening to a single from you a little bit later, but I want to begin by talking about this experience. I think one of the best things in the world is to be able to find something that you love doing and then being able to do it. What has it been like for you to not only do music, but also to see how people respond to it?
It's very rewarding when you see people respond the way you hope for them to respond. And for me to be able to do what I enjoy, it's definitely a blessing for sure, and you know, and be able to get paid for it, that's a real blessing. but definitely, when I see people responding to it, and it helps their love affair, it helps them make it through, you know, certain situations in their life. It helps them party, it helps them have a good time, it helps them relax, it helps them set the mood for certain adult activities, you know, things of that nature. When I see that happening, it makes me feel good, man, to have my name mentioned with other artists that they love as well, too.
Exactly. You know what? I think that you bring up a really good point because, you know, I think we all, whether we admit it or not, we all have something that we turn to when it comes to our mood. Whether we're feeling good, we have certain music we like to listen to. If we're trying to feel good, we have certain music we like to listen to. If we're in a certain funk, we have certain things. And you have been able to find that area. So take us back then, Jay Red. When did you know that music was going to be it, that this was the way that you wanted the world, really, to know who you were?
As soon as I made my first dollar, doing what I love to do, I did my very first gig and I got paid. It wasn't but $150, but I was 16 years old. And
wow.
When I made that money, I was impressed. It impressed me because $150 for like 20 minutes was big time to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
As soon as I seen the reaction, and I saw the reaction from the people at the venue, it was on from there for me.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And you know what? But what that says, though, to me, Jay Red, is that for you, you always knew there was that better was coming. And I think that's the difference, I think, in a lot of people. So many people get caught up in the now. But you it seemed like even then knew that was an investment for something to come. Would you say that?
I definitely would. And I feel the same way right now as we speak, especially with the way music is going now. R&B is starting to not even sound anything close to R&B. It sounds like hip-hop with a little melody and somebody singing on top of it. It doesn't sound like the emotional, heart-touching, gut-wrenching type of emotional performances on tracks anymore. It's all starting to sound like kiddie music to me. And I feel like eventually it's going to have to come back to real singers with live instrumentations and things of that nature, because this synthetic music is playing out quickly.
Got you. And you know what? They always say that real recognizes real, and you're right. I think people who want that real sound, I think they know where they have to go to be able to get it. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Jay Red is on with us this afternoon. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, the love of what he does, but what it's like for him to be able to share that love with all of you. I want to go back to the experience because that's my first time hearing that story, Jay Red. You know, so here you are, you have your first gig, you get paid. paid for it. You know, and then moving forward, how did you know as an artist? Because I think this is another mistake that people make. You know, they get so caught up in wanting to be like somebody else. When did you first realize, you know, what was your unique voice and what you wanted to do as an individual artist?
Well, what I actually did was whenever I would come home from school, I would sing along with Luther Vandross with the cassette tape. A lot of, I hope that most of the listeners know about cassette tapes. But when I would sing every day after school with the cassette tape with Luther Vandross. And so eventually I learned how to control my voice and do certain riffs and runs with my voice. And then I decided that I had to become a producer. I had to start making my own music because I'm in Greenville, North Carolina. There aren't any studios and things of that nature where there weren't at that time any
right.
studios for me to go to. So I actually turned the radio off. I quit listening to the radio, and I quit listening to Luther, and I created my own style, even though it was patterned a lot after, you know, some of his stylings and some of those other old-school stylings. I still created my own sound, and it's a couple of us that kind of sound the same. People say Dave Hollister and Big Bub and myself, we all remind each other of each other. So, and that's a small class. It's a small group of singers, and the both of them have almost vanished from the scene. So I almost have a lane to myself.
Right. You have a lane to yourself, and you have followers to yourself as well, J. Red, and that leads us to an important part of this equation, and that, of course, is, you know, the fans, because, you know, to be able to do what you love is great, but if you don't have the audience there, it really doesn't matter. I want to talk about the experience of being on stage, because, you know, one of the things I saw from you as far as, you know, are the live performances. Talk to us about that experience of being up on stage, being able to sing music that you believe in, and to be able to feel that love and to be able to feel that feeling coming back at you up from the floor.
Well, for me as an artist and as a performer, it's nothing like that feeling. I mean, nothing could ever give you that feeling but being in front of a crowd and seeing them react to what you're doing. And when you can visualize it in your mind before the show even takes place and you put your show together in your mind, and then once you get on the stage and you do what you thought after to do, and you get that reaction, once again, it's absolutely, it's nothing like it at all. And I love to see when I do the cover tunes and you get people get so involved in what you're doing, and then when I go to an original song and they know the words, it's incredible, man.
Yeah. And you know what, as great as the internet has been, as great as social media is, I still believe, J. Red, the biggest advertising tool is word of mouth. So when people leave a concert, you know, where J. Red has been performing, what do you hope they're saying about you and that performance?
Well, when I'm finished with the concert, I always sell CDs, and people always buy my product. So that's telling me something right there, that they enjoyed my performance enough to want to purchase my music. So,
right.
And the ones that didn't purchase the music, it doesn't mean that they didn't enjoy it. It may mean they didn't have any money or whatever the case may be. But I want the audience to be like, that guy can sing.
Yeah.
Hands down, he can really sing. I don't want to be caught up into this, you know, kiddie music era. I hate to call it that, but it just sounds like kiddie music that's going on now. I don't want to be caught up in that at all. I want the people to say, that dude can sing. That J. Red guy, he can blow.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, man. That's the thing. I mean, for people to think of real music when they're listening to you. Again, everyone, I'm speaking to recording artist J. Red. We're talking to him already, not only about the love of music, but what it's like for him to share that music with all of you. We're just talking about, I'm sure you heard, of course, about the live performance, how he feels when he's performing for you guys and that energy that he feels. And then, of course, being able to tell by the way that the crowd reacts, and then, of course, you know, by the purchases that are made at the end, that they enjoyed what they saw. So let's get into this single, J. Red. The single is called Let's Get Away. How did this song come about?
I just wrote the song. I mean, it's really not much of a story behind it. I'm a songwriter, so I could just put myself in certain positions and certain situations in my mind and just put it down on paper. And it, I don't know, it's just a gift. But definitely it's a song for grown people. Grown people would definitely like it. It has a soulful vibe to it. It does have somewhat of some of the newer type sounds in there, but they're played in an old school pattern so that, you know, it comes across as a smooth adult jam.
There you go. There you go. I think that's enough said. Here is J-Red with Let's Get Away. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with the man here in just a moment. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live, of course, on the radio side through 92.3 FM and also online through blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
Your love.
And there you had J. Red with Let's Get Away here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with the man this afternoon, talking to him not only about the love that he has for music, but what he's enjoyed really about sharing that love with all of you guys as well. J. Red, you know, I mentioned to you before we went live here today that one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, you know, about the branding. You know, when people hear your name, when they hear J. Red, when they think about you, when it comes to music, you know, do you hope then that they will then want to say, you know what, if J. Red can go about and pursue his own dream and do what he loves, then that gives me hope to be able to do what I want to do as well?
Definitely, especially in this social media era. Man, there's so many things you can do with social media, and it's free. There's so many things you can do. There's so many things you can do with things like SoundCloud and all these other places where you can put your music and promote your music and have people come listen to your music. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen, because I actually had a song that jumped off over in the UK in 2007. And I had a DJ call me from over there and told me that I was number 15 on the charts. I had no idea. I just knew that people were buying my CDs, and they were buying multiple CDs at one time from Britain. And, you know,
wow.
I didn't care because I was making the money, but, you know, it never dawned on me that I was actually on the charts over there. And all this came from the Internet. So definitely, anybody that's listening, if you have a dream, you can achieve it. It may not happen overnight. You're going to have to put some work in. But if you keep progressing and keep pushing, it'll come through.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with that, man. And I think, you know, it's great that you've been able to see that success. And, you know, I think the key, though, is, you know, and I agree with you, you know, there are so many avenues, but I think the one thing that people don't want to do, J. Red, is put in the time, and that is really the currency they have to spend. I mean, you do it, we all have to do it, and I think that is what is paying off for you, is that currency of your time that you're putting in. You're putting in the effort, you're not just sitting back and thinking, oh, you know, I'm great, everyone's going to just know about me automatically. I mean, you engage with your fans, you're there and involved with them, and I think that is what is paying off for you, and I think that's really the key for anybody out there who's trying to be successful at whatever it is that they love. Again, everyone, recording artist J. Red has been our guest. Having a great conversation with him this afternoon. J. Red, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can support the music as well.
Definitely. You can reach me mainly on Facebook. I do Twitter, but I'm not big on Twitter. Mainly Facebook. So it'll be facebook.com/JRedMusic. Become a fan of mine. I definitely stay in contact with you. You can also go to jredmusic.com. You can purchase my music. You can also go to iTunes and any of your other digital stores and purchase my music. However, I would appreciate it more if you would go to jred.music and purchase my music. That would be a much better situation for me. So I greatly appreciate you guys for having me and listening, and all my fans that I do have, thank you for holding on and showing me so much love.
There you go, man. Well, congratulations to you, man, for all that you are doing. I think, and also the example that you're showing for what is possible. Thank you so much for coming on. I also want to thank, of course, Michelle Green for kind of making this connection for us. Michelle, we appreciate you. Had a great conversation with her earlier today, J. Red, about her brand that she's building. You know, it's always great to see people working together, and that's what we've been able to see with you guys. Continued blessings to you, Jay, and we look forward to spending some time with you again, man.
Thank you so much, sir. And big shout out to Michelle Green on my end as well.
All right, then, Michelle, we appreciate you. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You click on the link there that we posted. We actually tagged J. Red, so you can find him easily there as well. Listen to the show from there, and, of course, share it with your friends as well. That's going to do it for us until our primetime edition, so I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our last show of the day today as we're getting ready for the weekend. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Have a great one.